Hi, I'm Ellen O'Brien, an editor at the Storage Media Group. Thanks for joining us. It's our roundup of weekly news headlines. There were several new storage systems launched this week, some really interesting developments. NetApp has upgraded its entry-level platform. That's the Fast 2240, and it's Nexan that has added a NAS system. It is saying it will scale to more than 1 petabyte, but perhaps the most interesting introduction this week was a new system from startup NextGen. We're going to talk a little bit about that and all of the other interesting headlines we've had this week. Rachel Kosman, one of our editors, is going to give you this week's podcast. Thanks.
Thanks, Ellen. As Ellen mentioned, NextGen Storage announced the release of a virtual machine storage system that uses SSDs and hard drives and applies granular quality of service levels to provision performance across tiers. The company was founded by iSCSI SAN pioneers and Left Hand Networks founders John Spears and Kelly Long. They claim NextGen N5 storage systems will make it easier to set up storage for virtualized servers running business and mission-critical applications. The N5 operating system enables what the vendor calls performance QoS to let customers provision performance in the same way they would provision capacity. Its dynamic data placement functionality migrates data across volumes to maintain QoS for virtual machine storage. It also uses a staged data deduplication process it calls phased data reduction. In other headlines this week, the Storage Soup blog had news of NetApp announcing its upgrade to its entry-level FAS 2000 storage platform with the FAS 2240 Unified Storage Array. The company is reducing the price of its FAS 2020. This price reduction comes in the wake of increased competition from its main rival EMC, which is at the lower end of the market. The FAS 2040 was originally released in 2009, and the new systems have faster Intel processors and more physical memory than the previous generation of FAS 2000 storage. NetApp is also making solid-state drives an option for the FAS 2240. SSDs weren't available on previous FAS 2000 systems. Also on the Storage Soup blog was product announcement news, as Nexan launched its E5510 NAS system that can scale to just over a petabyte. That makes it the highest capacity member of the vendor's E5000 flexible storage platform, which was introduced in early August 2011. The E5000 series was Nexan's first homegrown NAS array, and the company plans to add iSCSI support in January 2012. Flash startup Virident released its first multi-level cell solid-state card and hauled in $21 million in funding. The company, whose main competitor is Fusion.io, picked up an influx of cash from its previous investors, Globespan Capital Partners, Sequoia Capital, and Artiman Ventures, and from strategic investors, Intel Capital, Cisco, and an additional storage company that didn't identify itself. The funding brings the company's total to $57 million. Don't get too excited, though. The startup will need all the help it can get to compete with Fusion.io and other competitors coming into the market. In fact, Fusion.io raised $237 million when it went public last year and is hoping to raise another $100 million in a secondary offering of shares. Other news came from XIO, who changed their name from Xiotech just over 3 months ago. The company announced that after 2 years as CEO, Alan Atkinson will become chairman, and Oak Investment Partners' general partner, John Belitick, will take over as CEO. Atkinson told Storage Soup that he felt he had completed a transition of the company during his tenure as CEO, and it is time for a more operational leader. He said as chairman, he will focus largely on XIO's international sales. Search Storage also had a popular story about DreamWorks Animation's use of SKG's storage systems. The company used hundreds of terabytes of space on their storage systems to store the animated 3D movie Puss in Boots. According to DreamWorks staff engineer Scott Miller, during production, DreamWorks set aside 250 terabytes on its HP X9720 storage. Like all of its movies, the studio will also keep an archive copy of the film. In the case of Puss in Boots, that archive copy takes up 70 terabytes. With 3 or 4 movies in production a year, and all of its released movies also archived, it's no surprise that DreamWorks has 1 petabyte of capacity on its scale-out NAS platform and 6 petabytes of total storage capacity. And finally, on Search SMB Storage, Greg Schulz, founder of the technology consulting firm Storage.io, spoke with assistant editor John Hilliard about SSD trends, including the latest developments in the technology and which industries are taking a hard look at putting them to work. And that wraps up the news on the storage sites this week. For more on these stories, be sure to check out searchvirtualstorage.com, searchstorage.com, and the Storage Soup blog on IT Knowledge Exchange. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.